This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
San Diego Padres, 10-10 through 20 games this season. It's Ben and Woods. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It is Thursday. The homestand is over. Never would have imagined 1-5 on the homestand when it started. That's for sure. I'm surprised by that. Now, but every team is going to have a 10-10 stretch at some point in the season. Even the Dodgers will almost certainly have a 10-10 stretch at some point during the season. Can't make a habit of it if you're going to be a playoff team and a team with World Series aspirations. But there's been a lot of teams in history that get off to slower starts and play great in the second half of the season. So in that sense, yeah, there's a long way to go. Padres are in their heads right now, especially Tommy Pham. What Will Myers looked like, it was just contagious there in the eighth inning. Just the uncertainty. They look like they're going up there and they've lost all their confidence right now. When they're at the plate, especially with runners in scoring position, they look like they've lost confidence. And I know I'm not a psychologist, and that sounds I would normally refrain from saying something like that on the radio because I don't know. You know, Will could have been up there with all the confidence in the world that he was about to drive in the runs.
He looked pretty damn confident to me early in the AB, but man, it's that two strike. He was way late as well. I mean, he was way late. I think it's pretty deflating when you see the guy in front of you come up with a really big chance, especially with a 3-0 count, and to just stare at 92 down the middle. And our buddy Shirtless Whitson was like, "Well, that guy had been kind of all over the place. You can't really, you know, I don't mind the passive approach there." And I said, I do. I mind the passive approach. 3-2, you swung at a borderline 3-1, you're hacking. You're hacking. You are not looking for a walk there if you are Tommy Pham. You have got to know he doesn't want to walk you. I mean, look, if it's out of the zone, don't swing. If it's in the zone, pummel it. It's 92 down the middle. That dude makes a lot of money to hit 92 down the middle. It ain't a 98-mile-an-hour cutter. It's not the airbender from Devin Williams. It's a Brad Boxberger 92-mile-an-hour center-cut fastball. That's the dream. That's what you dream of, 3-2. That's the one. To get frozen in that position, it just makes no sense. So if you're Will coming up there, there is a little bit of that, oh, my God, how is this happening? Don't let it be me. Caratini's falling a little bit back to earth. It's just all coming at the same time. We're in here ripping on Chris Paddock for letting things snowball. My God, the whole team is letting things snowball every single day. It's got to end. It's got to end.
As I said last hour, though, the bigger story, not a 4-2 loss, it's the injury to Dinelson Lamet. After two innings, and maybe this makes it more painful, two really good-looking innings from Dinelson Lamet,
yep.
Where, boy, he sure looked everything like he looked last season, ace of the staff type stuff, and you start to dream, and you go, okay, all of a sudden now the Padres now have four outstanding starting pitchers. That is devastating if you're going to have that for the rest of the season. To have it ripped away like that after just two innings makes it even more painful. I'd love to come and tell you, let's be optimistic. Let's not, snap judgments. Even Mr. Optimism myself can't sit here and say that I expect Dinelson Lamet back anytime soon, or I don't expect, that season-ending surgery that he's probably I'm going to need. The Padres aren't going there yet. They're saying, hey, it might just be a little hiccup on that road back of rehab. He hasn't had any setbacks yet. Usually everyone has a setback here or there. Maybe that's what this is for Dinelson Lamet, and that would be great if that was the case. I'm not going to sit here and hold out a ton of hope that this wasn't a devastating setback. We've seen it just too many times, Woods, to be optimistic about this right now.
No, and I'd said it earlier in the very open. I was kind of prepared for it. I looked at it as anything that Dinelson was going to give us this year was going to be gravy, you know, and so many people are so upset at the Padres for not making him get surgery. But again, when you go in and the doctor looks at it and says, yeah, we can do the Tommy John, which would be, by the way, his second Tommy John surgery, or we can try what human being that's a competitor that wants to be out there with his team is not going to say, yeah, let's try the PRP first. Let's try it. You know, it worked for Masahiro Tanaka for a decade. Same exact thing. UCL pitched through it, pitched really effectively. You know, throws as many breaking pitches probably as Dinelson Lamet. Not that tight slider, of course, but a lot of breaking pitches, a lot of torque on the elbow. What person in their right mind is going to say, you know what, carve me up, man. If you think you have a chance to help your team win by getting PRP injections, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. Who's not?
You know, and in some ways, knowing that Mike Clevinger had his right away last year, it made more sense. Okay, we'll have one guy on the rehab track, the other will do the PRP track, and that gives us two different, you know, plans of attack, as opposed to just having two guys come back in the rotation at the same time in 2022, wherever that is, you know, kind of the exact same rehab process, and both just coming back and disrupting what could be a really good rotation in 2022 as well.
Yeah.
There I think, was a lot of logic to the decision to, all right, we're going to have Clevinger. It looks like he's the better candidate for surgery. Lamet looks like he's the better candidate for the PRP treatments. I don't know. I mean, I can sit here. I don't know what the criticism is. The Padres have too many Tommy John injuries. I know they follow all the best practices. If anything, they seem to be even more careful than other teams about their young arms and limiting innings and limiting pitches to try to maintain health. And if that's your criticism, you say they're babying them too much, well, fine. I can't imagine that the solution to too many pitching injuries is to make your young pitchers throw more and harder and longer and more innings in the minor leagues. And once they get there in the major leagues as 21-year-olds, I mean, that's been shown as an easy way to get a lot of elbow injuries, overuse of young arms.
So what
are you asking the Padres to do in this situation?
Call in now. Yeah, I'd love to hear it. I mean, 833-288-0973.
If you've got a solution, I'd love to hear it. I think the Padres would love to hear it.
I saw a lot of this yesterday. I'm scrolling furiously for a guy that tweeted. He did a little research. Benny, did you see this yesterday? Why don't I bookmark things and make my life easier? I might have. No, I didn't. I just bookmarked people running their mouths so that I can get them later. Stuff I actually need, I didn't do. Somebody did a little research, and they said, okay, it was like 27% of all the Tommy John surgeries are attributed to the Padres, right? So here's one from Alan. When do Padres trainers, doctors, pitching coaches get held accountable for the serious injuries that are happening to the staff? Improper workouts or pitching sessions, technique? I've got no idea, Alan. I have no idea. I'm not. If I was a former pitcher in the Padres organization and said, hey, you know, they do have us doing some weird stuff.
They have the third highest in all of baseball.
Okay, who's one and two?
Texas is number one. They've had 96 total Tommy John surgeries. The Dodgers have had 86.
Wow, you mean the Dodgers, the team that wins?
Fire Dave Roberts. The Padres and the Reds both have 79.
Okay, so but I also saw in that list, Paulie, they have Kirby Yates. As he didn't get Tommy John. He got Tommy John in Toronto, right? Like, he's a member of the Blue Jays when he got Tommy John. We didn't destroy Kirby's elbow. I mean, it was kind of jacked last year, and he didn't pitch much at all after the first couple of games or whatever. But I mean, we're getting credit for that Tommy John.
I think you brought it up though. If we were hearing from, you know, you'd hear it from pitchers. Oh, yeah, you know, Padres. That's a They're a bit of a sketchy organization when it comes to what they do. They're prepped for the arms. They don't have the right training regimens. They don't give you the right treatments or anything. You know, if this was the Major League Cleveland Indians where they're, you know, they're not taking care of their players, then there'd be reason for criticism. They're doing everything every other team is trying to do to keep their arms healthy. You know who wants to keep their arms healthy more than you, the fan, does?
The Padres.
The Padres do. They're also, you know, paying tons of money. And, you know, their success rides on keeping these arms healthy. They want to keep them as healthy more than you would like to keep them healthy. And they're trying everything they can think of to keep these arms from getting blown out. So if you have a solution, call. They'd love to hear it. I will pass it along to the Padres. If you think you have a good solution as to how to prevent arm injuries, they will listen. I promise you, they will listen.
Somebody called you glib yesterday, Ben.
I can be glib sometimes.
You're a little bit glib.
I can be glib. I'm not being glib right now. I will pass it along. If you've got a real legit solution that the Padres haven't tried, other teams haven't tried, that you think will solve the issue of Tommy John surgeries and injuries from the pitching staff, I will pass it along to AJ Preller.
So yeah, there's a guy you retweeted. You know, Padres are setting records for TJ surgeries. He says no other team comes close. That's not true, though, right? The
no,
Dodgers?
It's not.
Okay.
Overall, in the history of Tommy John surgeries, they've had about 5% of them in all of baseball, which is just about what you'd expect with 30 teams baseball history.
Here's the guys that have had them since 16. Clevinger, Paddock, Lamet, Castillo, Wingener, Yates, Morejon, Perdomo, Nix, Espinoza, Erlen, Munoz. It's a lot of names, but I think if you were listening to Cincinnati Sports Talk this morning, they'd probably rip off the list of their guys that have done it too. I hate even speaking about injuries. I don't get really worked up about injuries because they're out of our control. What they can control is hitting with runners in scoring position. What they can control is bullpen management. What they can control is stealing, bunting, hit and run, whatever. Those are in their control. Injuries are literally a mystery. They're unknown. They're just a giant unknown in the game, and I know that every single team is just ravaged by them, you know. And the good teams, the great teams, can rise above those injuries. The mediocre teams can't. They can't. That year, we talk about the Yankees. That year, they won over 100 games. Every person on their team was injured for massively long stretches. You figure it out. You figure it out. Next man up. The whole thing. I hate it. I love Lamet. He's one of the filthiest pitchers in the big leagues. I don't want to sound callous. Where you sound glib, I don't want to sound callous. Next man up. Next man up. You have no choice but just to go next man up and go win this series against the Dodgers. That's it.
The other part about a second Tommy John surgery is it just doesn't seem to be as effective as the first one. Guys who have had the procedure a second time, and this is a concern with Mike Clevinger as well, just the recovery rate, the getting your stuff back, the way it seems to work really well the first time. There's less data for the second one. It hasn't looked quite as promising for that second one. So you don't just jump right in and say, oh, can't wait to have that Tommy John surgery. See you guys in 14 to 16 months if you don't have to. And the Padres with Dinelson Lamet went down the road of the PRP. And honestly, it looked like it was going pretty well. I mean, he's thrown, 30 to 40 innings at
the worst part.
Spring training, alternate site, every single report, it felt great. You know, Tingler kept saying the most important thing is, you know, his health. We don't really care right now about performance. It's health, it's health, it's health, it's health.
Now, we all saw it. I watched it 50 times. I went to see if I could see anything. He walks off. He's got his glove kind of under his arm, and he gives a little, He kind of squeezes his hand a little bit as he's walking back to the dugout. You guys see that? You know what I'm talking about?
I heard someone tell me that. I didn't see it live, but someone mentioned it.
It wasn't a, oh my God, oh, this is devastating. It was a, he walked off, he kind of gave like a, and he just kind of did like a flex with his right hand, which means it's tight. Could it be? I don't expect it to be, but could it be, hey, I felt something, just a tiny twinge, let's.
So, well, that is what Jace Tingler said. It wasn't like he threw a pitch and
dangled.
It wasn't like he threw a pitch and he felt it blow out. He came back to the dugout. He said it feels a little tight.
Yeah, it's tight.
And they said, okay, we're shutting it down,
which is the absolute right move.
And then that's why the Padres are still at least holding out some hope that when they look at it, maybe it was just a little setback and not a complete going back to, you know, square one and having to have the surgery.
I hope. I mean, that's all we can hope
for.
So,
yeah, you can still hold a little bit of hope. I mean, you know, would it be exactly the opposite of the Padres' luck so far this season if we found out, he's going to be back in 2 weeks. Wait, hey, Fernando Tatis Jr. came back in 10 days.
Yep.
It could be possible. I'm not going to hold my breath for it. But
I just don't understand. How does that work? Like, they spent all spring slowly ramping him up. He was up to, you know, 80 pitches.
Yeah.
He had done sim games.
Because we are cursed right now. We are cursed, Paul. What do you mean you don't understand? There is a curse. I thought when Qualcomm came down, the curse was going to be lifted. It's worse.
You know, Tingler mentioned it is almost impossible. The one thing you can't replicate is the adrenaline.
Yep.
Of going up in a stadium with fans against a big league lineup. You can't do that in spring training. You can't do it at an alternate site.
All right, if he gets another start, nobody go to the game.
Everyone quiet.
Don't go to the game, okay?
All right, since we're behind, let's save the Rindle report. We'll just do it next with our Daily Ditty. Paul's got some headlines, including an update on the hottest team in baseball and a weird, I guess like a catfishing story involving the Lakers.
It's a story that I tried...
It's so complicated. I'm glad Paul's doing it.
It's harder to understand than Beowulf was. All right? So, there you go.
We'll get to that next. Right now, let's check traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.